Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. As you can see, I have what's called in Japanese the shakujo, or protection bell staffed, that is one of the things that is given to monks at the time of their becoming a disciple, officially. And it's historically to ward off wild animals. And Rev Master G always had hers by her bed. I have mine by my bed as a protection. And this is Rev Saito's protection bell staff. I gave my own away to one of the monks at Throssell. The word transformation sort of stuck out for me in the litany. And with transformation comes transcendence. Transcendence in mind and body from the ordinary everyday mind that we know, the ordinary everyday mind of me and mine, here and now, want the opposites, into the realm, world. All of those words don't really fit. However, that's what is being pointed to in this script, this ceremony for Kashitigarbha. It could have been for any of the bodhisattvas. Apparently, Kashitigarbha is one of three of the compassion bodhisattvas, Kanzion being one of them, and I have forgotten what the other one is. So clearly to do with compassion. And there's usually history behind the Kashitigarbha, or any bodhisattva, and that sort of myth, folk tale, who knows, is that a young girl was seeing her mother suffering in hell and vowed to help her. And that's how we come to get Kashitigarbha Bodhisattva. It comes from a small girl, or is now depicted as a male person, and differently in different countries. In Japan, Kashitigarbha, but I'm just going to say Jizo. Jizo is very much remembered and honoured and seen, well, particularly out in the entrance to villages, actually, and in all sorts of forms. But in Japan, it's usually a stone statue dressed in monk's robes with a very rounded head. And we are blessed, I think, to have one of those statues, which is a garden statue suitable for outdoors, donated this very day. And in the litany, it talks about many, many transformations, which means that Kashitigarbha isn't one. And we human beings, if you haven't noticed, like to have something, some figurehead, some image, some person to look to. And I'm increasingly realizing that that is perhaps a human need, and how great religions have survived because they have, you might say, a founder, and how orders survive because they had a founder, and that depends, their survival depends entirely on practice. So what's that practice? Well, as I said in the Dedication. Kishida Garba Jizo stands at the gate of hell, or sometimes depicted in the flames of hell, there to help people turn around and not go into the hell of despair. And I think religiously or spiritually, that hell has to be, and Christianity, it talks about not knowing God or having lost sight of God. And in our way of thinking, I would say that one has lost faith in faith. Faith is, it isn't in any particular object. It is in the process of journey to transformation and transcendence. We'll typically call that enlightenment. But however, in simple terms, it is to know in the heart of one's being that one is not separate, not a separate Jizo, but all of us Jizo, all of us Kanzeon. Now, I have an image here. You won't be able to see this online, but it's an image that I particularly like, and it is of the Shurangama Assembly. And there is a devotee bowing before the Buddha. And there are those standing around who are making gassho and suitably honoring this tender moment when the Buddha kneels before Shakyamuni Buddha. You might say, we all kneel before our greater self, what I am being pointing to. That's what Shakyamuni Buddha points to, the transformation that we all aspire to know and unknowingly already do know. And this is a very, in quote, spiritually real assembly, and that you don't have to be dead to be part of it. There are those beings, highly evolved, who, in a spiritual sense, join the Shurangama Assembly, and also that we all are part of the Shurangama Assembly. All the trainees, you might say, the biggest sangha we can ever imagine, all beings. In our liturgy, we have a ceremony called the Shurangama ceremony, which at a certain point at Shasta and also at Throssell, we've done pretty much every week. And there was always a part of it, the very beginning of it, that really spoke to me, and I'm going to read it now because it relates to what I'm talking about here. At that time, the world honored one, from the fleshy crown of his head, sent out a sparkling flood of light rays, and amidst these rays burst forth a thousand-petaled jeweled lotus. A transformed Tathagata sat within this jeweled flower, the crown of his head emitting hundreds of glistening light rays in all directions. Everywhere each light revealed all things as numerous as the myriad grains of sand in the Ganges. The Vajrapanis, jewel in hand, lighted up the mountains, appearing everywhere within the vault of space. The great assembly beheld this with awe. Unable to hold on to their fears or desires, they sought the Buddha's pity and aid and wholeheartedly hearkened unto the radiant Tathagata atop the now concealed crown of the Buddha's head as he chanted this sacred invocation. That points to the fleshy crown that you see on some such statues, and is symbolic of a spiritual. You can touch your head here. You'll find if you just put there is a spiritual opening on the top of your head. Some of you may have experienced that, that you become very open and expansive, and that's there. We've been given recently a jewel, which to me speaks of what is being said there in the that which I've just read, emitting light rays in all directions. And it is in this expansive realm, world, that we may find ourselves, not losing ourselves into a void, but knowing the interconnected web of which all beings enjoy and participate. So whilst we have Kashiti Garba celebrating today and remember today, and you heard the litany, it's pointing to faith that has no object, because there's no object, no thing that we can hold on to and objectify. It's a beautiful jewel. I actually quite like it that way up because it emits more light, and those of you who are familiar with Indra's net, that is the teaching of Indra's net too, but I better not go into that. I have many, many people to thank, be grateful for. So I do mark out individuals, and I have the great universe also to be grateful for. We do not lose I, me. We just simply have a different and transformed connection or relationship with existence. And that little windows show themselves, and often they go unnoticed. And the windows that we unknowingly have on that great universe sometimes sends us what Christianity would say blessings. I don't mind merit. When everything falls together and the sun comes out, the bluebells bloom. I'm referring to something somebody's talked about, a very significant moment in their life last weekend, when all things fall together. And I'm sure we've all had those, we call them synchronistic moments, but they can be, for me, have been basically life-changing, or rather life-saving, when all the timing, and timing seems to be very significant in all of this merit world or blessings world, that we are tenderly aware of the right time to do things and not do things, and say things and not say things, and to trust that intuition, that voice, that those small promptings, I like to call it. And that is based, I think, on faith of nothing in particular, but everything completely. Thank you.